Wishing you a beautiful Friday, and I hope you're keeping really well this week, and I hope you have been giving yourself the space and time for the healing work that you're doing this month, with this time for me. We're nearly at the midpoint of December and we're moving into this real Christmas and holiday season, which brings a lot up to the surface. And obviously this Christmas is off the back of, you know, quite an interesting, difficult, intense, whatever type of year you want to call it. But it also, when we get to the end, to Christmas and the end point of a year, we can get quite reflective. You know, where have I been? What have I achieved? How have things progressed for me? And this year presented a lot of limitations. So there may be some things that you didn't get to do that you were really hoping for this year and planning for. But what I would ask you is, what did you get to do through those restrictions and limitations? What did you learn? You know, when we're restricted and we have to be patient, we have to go inward and we have to sit with ourselves. So what came up for you, I suppose, in that time? And I'd love you today to just really focus in on that, to focus on what has your healing path for this year of 2020 looked like. I mean, I remember myself being back in March when we went into lockdown and nearly welcoming it. I was exhausted back then, and I welcomed the slower pace and this feeling of, I don't have to meet people if I don't want to, and I don't have to, you know, do all these different things. And it just felt like a sense of freedom. And obviously that's, you know, 9 months ago, and it's like such a long time really when we think about it and where we are now. And what I was feeling then and what I feel now, and obviously have had, you know, quite a difficult year myself, it's really interesting what I can take from it. And while I had, you know, a lot of difficulties and stresses and sadness this year, I also had a lot of positive stuff happen. Stuff that I've wanted to change for years had the space probably to come in. So it's been very interesting. I suppose like nearly a bittersweet energy in ways. But it does show, in the midst of huge change and turbulence, that we can actually progress. We can see a way forward. And I suppose I want you today to just focus on this year, to focus on the lessons of this year in relation to the pandemic. And I don't mean what you've learned about COVID. I mean, what has COVID really brought to the table for you? What restrictions came in that were difficult, you know, and that you had to navigate through with your work, with finances, even with your family? I know a lot of you are mothers, like with your kids, if you're homeschooling. What happened around that? Not being able to see people in our lives, not being able to connect on that level that we want to. It's, you know, it has brought so many different themes, if we want to say that, to the surface. You know, I actually thought to myself the other day when I was reflecting back on the year, going, my God, the amount of things that have happened to me this year are covering so many different things and different topics and different experiences, life experiences, that I can empathize more with people and empathize more with people when I'm reading for them and different things like that. So it was just a really interesting moment of clarity. That in like 9 months, I've probably experienced such a range of different things, in difficulties, that will actually teach me a lot when I move forward, and teach me a lot about relationships with people, family relationships, grief, sadness, stress, difficulty, a huge amount around self-care. You know, I started this time for me almost 4 years ago, and when I think of the name, and someone only said it to me recently, it's time for me, you know, it's time for me to have space, but it's like, it's actually time for me. And it was all about like helping women with their self-care. That was what I like set this up for. And I have to say, I've probably learned more about self-care in my process over the last 4 years, because in doing It's Time For Me, I had to make sure I was also doing what I was teaching. And it's kind of come full circle, which has been quite interesting. So I really want you to reflect and to use this time today, or in this moment, to just say, right, let me look at the difficulties 2020 brought me, But out of that, what has that taught me that I can take forward in a positive way? And then what great stuff did 2020 bring you? What changed for you? What felt good? How's your connection to yourself? And if you're in a difficult place at the moment and you feel exhausted from this year and you're just like, I didn't learn anything, it's just been hell, you know, because there are a lot of people going through that. Even stop for a moment and say, okay, do I feel like everything is really difficult? What is that even showing you? What is it that you can take from those difficulties? And even right now, and it might not feel possible, and I completely understand that, but to say, like, how can I make this better? How can I don't even mean learn from it, because that sounds like, oh, you have to learn something. I don't mean it like that, but how can I take something from this, you know? I will share, like, a lot of time this year when I was going through so much stuff, like, so many different things going on. You know, I did think to myself, God, I seem to be getting through this, like, better than what I thought. And only recently I thought, was I floating through that? Was I just... And I think when difficulties happen and they're just continuous, you just kind of have to go with them. But it's not that, because, like, really on reflection, it's thinking, how can I look at the positives in that? And that doesn't mean that I haven't been really sad and really upset and, you know, for so many other reasons separate to my dad. It doesn't mean that I haven't had that and haven't allowed myself. I allow myself that a lot. But it's also like, where this is what I'm trying to get to. I'm probably going around in a circle here, but the healing aspect of that, like, I've experienced so much healing this year because I looked for that healing. And that's really what I want you to see, that no matter how bad things might be at this time for you, there is healing within what's happening now. And I know it might be hard to see that, but it's there. And even if you only see a little glimpse of that, grab a hold of it and say, right, I'm ready for the next stage here. Because that's where your healing begins, actually, or continues or gets deeper, whatever stage you're at. So I would love you to think about that. I did a meditation class on Wednesday night, and it was very deep. It was very powerful. And it was a really strange, actually, night, because I felt like I wanted to go bring people to a very deep place. And I also felt that I wanted there to be a clearing and a healing done throughout it. And I kept getting kicked out of Zoom in the middle of it, which is really interesting. As I got to certain parts of meditation, I get kicked out. And I feel like energetically, when we are wanting to heal, we also will have resistance. We will have resistance around that healing, because it'll be like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this work. I don't want to go through this. I don't really want to experience it. Yes, things are crap and I feel awful, but I don't want to get to that next step. Or we sabotage it, or we just feel like, oh, this is just, let me just not think about it, whatever it is. And that's all normal, by the way. And I felt like individually people's resistance were coming up last night, and probably even my own, of that shift, because I was getting kicked out of the meditation. And interesting, everybody else was on Zoom, but I wasn't, even though I was the host of it. So it was just very strange. But when I woke up this morning, I went into a very deep sleep after that meditation, which I normally don't. I'm usually hyper after meditations. And I woke up yesterday morning and I was like, I was hungover. I was really, really like I had been drinking all night. So I just felt there was a huge shift. But because of all of the Zoom issues, I wasn't able to record it all properly. So I'm re-recording it later today, and it will be available there tomorrow. For you to listen to. I'll send a text out tomorrow as well, just to say that it's there. I'd love if you did that. But what I would ask you to do when you're listening to the meditation, and I will write this beside it, this is not just one of the normal, like, 15 minute or 5 minute meditations where you can just sit down and say, okay, I'll just do this. This is an experience. So I would like you to create a space for it, a quiet space for yourself. Get very cozy, either lying down, on a couch or a bed, preferably. Get a nice soft blanket, light a candle, have water beside you for afterwards. If anything comes up through that process and you feel you need more support or anything, do get in touch with me. It's called The Pathway to Your Soul. So I literally bring you on a pathway, and there's lots of different aspects to that, which you will find in the meditation. So sorry for the long-winded message today, but there's a few just different things I wanted to touch on there. And I'd be really interested to hear, like always reach out and send me a text and let me know, you know, what you're, you know, when I'm asking like something like that of thinking about your own healing this year, feel free to text me and let me know. It's always good to share it and voice it too, you know. And I wish you a beautiful weekend, and I look